This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 9, 2022, Ian McDonald, a founding member of the bands King Crimson and Foreigner, dies of cancer at the age of 75. On this day in 2012, Paul McCartney finally gets his own star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, becoming the last of the four Beatles to get the honor. The Beatles, as a group, were given a star in 1998. On this day in 1981, 55-year-old rock and roll pioneer Bill Haley is found dead, fully clothed, on his bed at his home in Harlingen, Texas, from a heart attack. He was still a big star in Europe and in Mexico, where his Twist album was the best-selling LP of all time for many years. During his career, Bill Haley sold over 60 million records. On this day in 1979, a Birmingham, England band called UB40 played their first ever gig at a pub in their hometown. The reggae group took their name from the UK unemployment benefit form. On this day in 1976, Percy Faith, who led his orchestra to the top of the Billboard charts with A Theme from a Summer Place, dies of cancer at the age of 62. On this day in 1964, the Beatles make their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, which was watched by over 73 million people. Before their performance, Beatles manager Brian Epstein told Sullivan, "I would like to know the exact wording of your introduction." Sullivan replied, "I would like you to get lost." Also performing on the show was a future member of the Monkees, Davy Jones, who appeared as a part of the cast of Oliver. And on this day, February 9th, 1963, Ray Hildebrand and Jill Jackson are number one in the Billboard Hot 100 with what hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 9, 1963, Ray Hildebrand, recording as Paul, and Jill Jackson, recording as Paula, are number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Hey, Paula.
Hey, hey, Paula. I wanna marry you. Hey, hey, Paula. No one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you. We've made.